What's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
I wish I knew I was going to do this. I would have shaved and got prepared for everybody, but, you know, it's camp, so.
Hey, this camp, compared to camps in the past, you guys really just kind of walk through in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Is Coach taking it easy on you? Do you think that's the way to approach camp, not to get burned out?
Well, honestly, this is my first camp here, but this has been my easiest camp. You know, last year I was in Tampa. The past 6 years I was in Tampa. But I think Coach is doing an excellent job keeping this fresh. You know, having one practice in the morning, and we come out here, we hustle really hard, and he rewards us, you know, with a walkthrough in the afternoon. And as a veteran, 11-year guy, you know, I could tell that my body is much fresher. You know, I'm taking more reps right now because one of my fullbacks is hurt. But, you know, I feel a whole lot better right now in this part of camp.
Talk about the competition at running back. You guys have four or five, even six guys back there that could theoretically win a starting spot.
Right, and we're all excited and we're all hungry, but you know, we're friends, and it's a great competition right now. Selvin Young, you know, he's a lead guy. You know, Andre's another good guy. Ryan, a rookie draft pick, myself. It's gonna be great competition. You know, last year, I believe at this time, Selvin was fourth on the depth chart, and look at him now, he's number one. So, you know, with this offense and with the coaching staff, I believe they'll play the best player.
Mike, this is your first year here, obviously, but what are your impressions of Jay Cutler?
Oh, I like Jay. You know, he's more laid back, you know, mellow type of guy. You know, I'm used to, like, you know, Jared Garcia, a fiery type. But Jay, you know, he's a great quarterback. He's a young guy, but he shows great leadership. So I think he has a bright future for him.
Touched on it a bit, you've been lining up the fullback a little bit. Is that something you're comfortable with? If you're asked to do it,
you can do it? Yeah, I'll do it. I mean, I'm not a fullback, you know, but I do whatever my coach asks me to do. I'm a tailback, and that's what I've been drafted to be, as a tailback coming out of college, of course. But if my coach asks me to go in there and fill some blocks, you know, I'll fill some blocks. You know, I'm 220 pounds. I'm strong, but I'm not as big as some of these linebackers in the league, but I'll do whatever's asking me.
Talk about how your presence feels, some durability concerns with
the running back court. Well, yeah, I bring a lot to the table with myself. You know, being a veteran and being smart, of course, I bring a lot. You know, I can pick up blitzes, you know, catch the ball well coming out of the backfield, and, you know, I can run a football. You know, just being around the league and seeing defenses, you know, I just know what they're going to, you know, bring to the table. So I bring a lot. I bring a lot to this offense.
Ryan Terrain mentioned that you gave him some advice on some off-the-field issues. We had to sit down with him. Can you talk about the sage wisdom you've been imparting to him?
Well, I've just been trying to keep, you know, these young guys, you know, motivated. Really, you know, their eyes, they're so wide open. They're so big. And coaches are coming down on them, you know, yelling at them, cussing them out. So I'd be just telling, like, things I went through as a rookie. I told them I had it a whole lot worse. I came out in 98, and, you know, everybody was on me. You know, I was carrying everybody's pads off the field. So, you know, I'd be trying to just keep them motivated, you know, because sometimes, you know, the confidence, you know, definitely falls. But, you know, being a veteran and being around, you know, for so long, I just try to pick them up because, you know, Ryan and the other guys, you know, they're going to be the future of this team. You know, myself only got, you know, probably 2 to 3 more years left in me, of course. But, you know, them young guys, they're going to be around for a long time.
Mike, you played almost full time fullback.
No, as of I know right now, I'm just going to be playing there until Peyton gets back, of course, and I'm just filling in and doing the best I can. You know, I'm running there full speed and try to, you know, lower the shoulder. You know, all the blocks ain't great, but I'm not a natural fullback, and, you know, there's sometimes I had lead block, you know, in the past, running out of split back to halfbacks in the backfield. But like I said, I'm not complaining about it. I'm happy to be here, and I'll do whatever's asked of me.
Have you ever played fullback before in your life?
No, I never played fullback in my life. You know, I was always a halfback, receiver, strong safety. But majority of time in my career, you know, since high school, I played halfback and, you know, fullback. But, you know, I'm fine with it. If coach asks me to do it, like I said, I'll go out there and do it and do the best I can.
Thank you.
All right, guys.